Let's turn now to a new musical take on an ongoing political debate. This week, the Senate voted on a bill that could potentially lead to the closure of Guantanamo Bay Prison. Grammy Award-winning musician Esperanza Spalding wrote to her senator about the issue, but didn't feel her voice was being heard. So she decided to get people's attention with a song. So here's a clip from her new video, We Are America.
You gotta ask the question, what does in the name of freedom mean? Under the flag of freedom, just what is a country doing? Yeah. And they taking no part in our hostile activities. Don't they deserve equal justice and civility? If this so-called great nation can't take responsibility, then in God we trust is an exercise in futility.
In the video, Spalding is joined by artists like Janelle Monáe, Stevie Wonder, and Harry Belafonte to demand congressional action on closing the detention center at Guantanamo Bay. And she's here now to tell us more. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
I mean, obviously, you must get a lot of calls from charities and different groups and activists wanting you to be the champion for a bunch of different issues. Why this one?
Well, I felt personally really motivated and deeply, deeply concerned the more that I learned about the human rights violations and actually the constitutional violations that this continued detention represents. And I think what really drove the point home was the hunger strike and the force feeding. When I learned about that, I just felt I really want to do more. And if I can become a public champion for this, let me find a way to do it. And at the same time, the members of my band, the Radio Music Society, had also been hearing those headlines and actually came to me and said, can we do something creative together? And that's where the whole premise of the song came from and the music video. And it fortunately kept its momentum going. And we found a lot of support from the human rights community. And what you see is the fruit of all those efforts.
How do you write a good protest song? I mean, I'm sure you've heard bad ones. I can probably list you off a lot of really terrible songs that were meant to activate people or get people to do something. Yours is, it works just as a song. How do you
Yay.
Do that?
Ouch. Well, I don't know about bad pro. And, you know, I wish there was another word we could use because protest doesn't seem accurate to me. Maybe that's the root of it. We weren't thinking of a protest song. We're thinking of let's get together and do something proactive, creative, and productive song.
That's not quite as snappy, Esperanza.
I know. I need a new word. I'm open to suggestions. But lots of great minds were in that rehearsal room when we got together to write the song. We're going, you know, what are we really saying? What do we want to transmit? What's in this room that's in our hearts that we want to transmit out to other people and hope that it'll be resonant with that aspect of all of us that wants to do something good, that wants to do the right thing and the just thing. And I think we really captured that. At a certain point, we got a little bit stuck for some of the lyrics. We couldn't come up with this. Like, it's kind of hasn't. What are we trying to say? And I looked at the wall, and just next to the piano, some previous musician in there had written, "No justice, no peace." Mm. And so I start humming the, "No, no, 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 no." Like we were doing like a call and answer kind of chant. And I said, "I've been told and I believe ain't no justice, ain't no peace." And that really became a seed that grew into the whole song. So really, I don't know how to answer your question specifically, but all I can sort of say is describing how we did it, and it was a very organic and genuine process.
How will it help? I mean, I know President Obama came in, and I believe he truly believed that he was going to be able to close Guantanamo without too much fuss. He found that to be very difficult still to this day to do. How is this video and greater public awareness going to actually do something that's so complicated in Washington?
Yeah, it's not as complicated as you might think. The narrative has gotten a little co-opted to become a who's soft and who's tough on security. And really, there are some very basic laws and human rights in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and in our Constitution that are being violated. And there is a really concise and coherent roadmap that's been laid out by a lot of different governing bodies. So the mission or the objective of this video is to let more people know that this is still ongoing, and we really do have the power as a people to voice that concern and continue to let Congress and let everybody know that this is a priority for us. Also, just in terms of our image as a country, right? Part of the message of the song is, this is not our America. We are America. I'm America. Esperanza Spalding's America. And all the people in this video are America. And no, we don't condone this behavior, and we don't want it anymore. We don't want our America to be doing this. And that's why the song is really celebratory. You know, it's not heavy. It's not sad. It's not angry. We're saying, yes, let us celebrate this freedom that we have and make sure that our voices are heard, that this is not the country that we believe in.
Well, I hope all of our listeners go and listen. And if you do, it'll get stuck in your head. I'm warning you right now. The song is called We Are America, and it's out now. Esperanza Spalding is a Grammy Award-winning musician. Esperanza, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.